Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Divine Princes and Princesses. Welcome to the Sunshine Experience. I am Creative Expressionist Sunshine Lavere, your intimacy facilitator for this hour, and I am here to help you become more intimate with yourself, your world, and the lover you most desire. Per always, today's experience will be full of all things true, delightful, loving, freeing, and expressive. So relax with yourself or your divine lover. Sip on some hot tea or mellow out with a glass of Get Right. And snuggle up to your ears that your heart may fully embrace the Sunshine Experience.
And I do hope that you are truly ready for a sunshine experience tonight. I personally am beyond excited about tonight's show because our Bite of Intimacy topic for tonight is imagination domination. So the question for the hour, have you ever used your imagination to dominate your world? We want to make sure that the minds that we have been given to paint pictures, to produce and manifest, that we are using it to the fullest. You know, imagination domination is something that I have learned in the last few months. It's something that has really, really given me a fresh start and something that has pushed me into realms and avenues that I really didn't know existed. So I am glad to have you here for this hour. I do hope that you will join me on chat. I already have a good friend of mine from the Atlanta area on the line who is joining me via chat tonight. But the chat room is open. And also, once we play our Bite of Intimacy topic for this evening, you can press the one button to go ahead and let me know your thoughts on imagination domination. Now, that number to call in is 515-605-9746. I am your host, Sunshine Lavere. And as you know, the Sunshine Experience is a plethora of things to kind of put you in the mood and help you to enter a vibe matrix that winds you down for the evening, that kind of facilitates you becoming more intimate with yourself, your world, and the lover you most desire. And that's what we are all about, true and full intimacy. Now, in keeping with that, and for that cause, I am going to play you just a little ditty here. I hope you will enjoy it. It's called Where Are We by Artificial Music. Where are we?
Thank you.
And that was Where Are We by Artificial Music. I don't know about you, but I was really feeling that. I'm sitting here in my seat swaying to that little jam. So, yes, the chat room is open. Remember, you can chat with me. I am super excited about having this mode of communication with you so that we can vibe and just enter a true matrix of intimacy. I tell you, I am so grateful for those of you who are tuning in. I am going to try and chat at the same time that I facilitate the show. So if you did not get a chance to catch last week's show, which was our inaugural show, you definitely want to go ahead and check that out. You can find it here on the link at the Sunshine Experience. A good way to make sure that you keep up with everything and that you'll know when the shows are airing and that you can catch them on time when they're live is to go ahead and follow the show. If you will go to the link, the Sunshine Experience here on Blog Talk Radio, there is a button to follow the show. I want you to do that. And if you know any independent artists, musicians, and singers who have love or erotica that they'd like to possibly have featured here on the Sunshine Experience, you can have them to email me at info@sunshinelevere.com. That's info@sunshinelovere.com. Now make sure that those are professionally produced and mastered and that they are in MP3 or 4 format and a free download if it's not something that can be sent to me directly. I am just excited about this topic for tonight, imagination domination. And the question has been asked, have you ever used imagination to dominate your world? This is going to be exciting for tonight. Remember, the chat room is open and you can call in at 515-605-9746. When you really want to press that one button after we play our bite of intimacy. Now, I am just going to go ahead and play an introduction for our topic for the hour, and I'll be back in about 1 minute. And per always, our topic for today is imagination domination. Let me ask you a question. You know we always start with a question. Have you ever tapped into the power of your imagination to help you dominate your world? What about having the most pleasurable sex you've ever had in your life? Using your imagination ahead of time? OMG. Today's experience will bring you into the knowledge of imagination and visualization to actualize what you most desire. You definitely want to stay tuned throughout the program as we dive deeper into this needed bite of intimacy to enrich us for a more pure journey ahead. And indeed, indeed, a more pure journey ahead. Now, 515-605-9746. And press that one button after we play our topic, imagination domination, for this evening. I certainly myself, when it comes to what is known better today as visualization, when we were kids, we called it imagination. And visualization for adults is just a way to play in our own heads and build pictures and to connect to the future that we want to build, and even to create the present that we want to connect with. So I love the idea of just sitting back with something to sip on, whether it be, as we said in our intro, hot tea or maybe a glass of Get Right, and just play around in my own head and just enjoy the pictures that I can build. And it puts me in just this sweet little place just to hang out with me. You know, someone asked me, they mentioned to me that they were bored. And I've heard that a lot over the years, the thing where people say, I'm bored. But I don't think that I have ever been bored a moment in my life. I mean, I'll take that back. Sometimes, and this is not to be condescending or anything, it's just to say that there has to be a certain vibe to keep my attention. And I can kind of get bored with certain conversations. But when it comes to being alone, I have never been bored a day in my life. I don't really know if that's just a thing that I have. Let me know if you're in the chat room. Let me know if you ever struggle with boredom. I think because I have such a vivid imagination, my mind doesn't even really give me time to get bored, to be honest with you. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and play another song. And this song is very, very interesting. It's called Sunshine and Rain by a local rapper called Just Right. Now, Just Right, I happened to run across this video online. And because, you know, my name is Sunshine, I decided to click on it. I was really intrigued by the song and the video. I thought his talent was amazing. So I reached out to him to let him know. And I began to work with him actually as a client in my intimacy facilitation business. We worked together for about 2 weeks. He had been in the rap game for, I want to say, probably about 10 years. And he wasn't quite able to get that breakthrough that his talent deserved. Now, me being, you know, observant and connecting to people in the way that I'm an empath, I was able to see that there were certain things that he needed to do to really, really enhance and maximize the use and propagation of his talent. So as we began to work together, I could see a huge change. And by the end of those 2 weeks, he was booked on tour with a major artist that you all know. I was super excited for him. And so tonight I decided to play his track, Sunshine and Rain, just to give you guys a little different vibe. You know, we always play alternative and independent music here. Now, you know, who knows, maybe at some point we may play some mainstream things, but I love supporting independent artists. Remember, if you're an independent artist, you can submit your work at info@sunshinelevere.com, and it must be professionally produced and in an MP3 format. But let's get on with this. Sunshine and Rain by Just Right.
Stay bumpin'.
Popping pistols and fist fights.
fight. I know I finished school. You crossed me out the track light. More to the story, I know my mind just ain't right. Addicted to the streets, no sunshine in my life. Family turned their backs, my uncle strong on crack pipe. I'm the way I am, got no fam, that's bad, right? Center of attention, kicking doors, that's crime life. Center of attention, kicking doors, that's my life.
I'm searching for my sunshine, gotta find my sunshine. I gotta smoke my pain away. I need my life to try my rainy day. I'm searching for my sunshine, gotta find my sunshine. I gotta smoke the pain away. I hit my knees, so I gotta pray. My family turned their back on me. Trying to see a better day. I put my soul on this track right now. Told the devil to get out my way. Oh, my mama gonna make it. This green light's shaking. I'm tired of these lonely days. Oh, my mama gonna make it. This green light's shaking. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my mama gonna make it. This green light's shaking. I'm praying for these better days.
And that is Sunshine and Rain by Just Right, J-U-S-R-I-T-E. So I know that's a little different than what we play, but I was excited to play that for him and to share it with you all because he is a serious artist. And you can look to hear his name and see his name in lights as time goes on. I just want you to kind of continue to mellow out, to vibe out. Eugene and I are having a great time in the chat room. The chat room is open. And you can also call in at 515-605-9746 so that if you're listening by phone, you can press 1. And when we play our fight of intimacy, imagination, domination. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to know exactly what you are thinking. Okay. So, Eugene, I really appreciate you for hanging out here with me in the chat. It's really fun having you here. Let's play another song. Let's play another song because I want to get a couple of more callers on the line. I definitely want to make sure that we get everyone who has a chance to hear, to definitely hear the bite of intimacy. And I'm going to play you something. When I say we have different stuff here, I'm going to play you a song called Faye. Yes, Faye. It's actually a French and English version of a song by a guy named Hatom, H-A-T-O-M. And Faye is F-A-I. L-L-E-S. It's a French word. Sit back and enjoy. Thank you.
and dirty memory that I couldn't keep on my vinyl. Everybody, baby, baby, my soul is sad, and I really don't wanna mess it up with you. You're my final. Gotta fix it out, feeling and chasing this baby on doubt, and gotta be a fool to search beside you. Gotta fix it out. Gotta be focused, such a
I hope you enjoyed Faye by Ha Tom. You know, the French have a way with love. And I can't wait to actually make my move over to the great, great country of France in the near future. I'm excited about the plans that I'm making, and I will share that journey with you all as we go a little further. It's not something that I have, shared publicly, but you guys are my intimate friends here on the Sunshine Experience. So what are you guys sipping on tonight? As for me, I'm only doing water. Yeah, I know, boring, but I've been kind of skimping on my water lately. I see that Gene is having him some banana rum. Interesting. I'm not even sure I've ever heard of banana rum. Me personally, I'm not really a rum girl, but whatever floats your boat, Eugene, as long as you're vibing and enjoying the actual show. Speaking of which, let's go ahead and get to our topic for the evening. I'm super excited. Thank you, Eugene, for letting me know you're planning to put people on to the Sunshine Experience. Share it far and wide. We need people to get into this intimacy matrix and learn how to really, really become more intimate with themselves, their world, and the lover they most desire. Here is our bite of intimacy topic for this evening: imagination domination. Sit back, listen quietly. You don't want to miss a thing.
Now let's get to this amazing topic of the day: imagination domination. I'm so excited for this one. Imagination. For many of us, it's like the ghost of Christmas past, something only allowed to flourish and be experienced freely in childhood. As with any divine gift, checks and balances must be in place, yet a stifled imagination is a true killer of intimacy. Within intimacy, there is a full embodiment and expression of self. When we cannot envision an actual act of pleasure, success, happiness, peace, etc., it makes it difficult to accept these things when they are presented to us, and even more taxing to fulfill them. One should never have to work for peace and happiness. These things should flow naturally within and around us. Our own energy should create and attract a bliss and chaos filter within us to keep us in harmony with self and our surroundings. Imagination is an intricate part of creating a dream, one where we are fully awakened to manifest what we dream of, a fulfillment of potential and clarity of self. These things, though innate, if not cultivated through imagination, will either block or hinder the actualization of a better existence. One must allow the imagination to build a blueprint for manifested desires. Yet remember, as with any mental faculty or strength of life, we must use our powers for good. Let's imagine a sexual encounter with a partner. If we imagine, we must imagine an exchange of breath, sweat, smells, flawed bodies, messy hair, maybe even bad breath, along with giving and receiving pleasure in various ways, being open to their request without being ashamed to ask for our own, and so on. Yet never do to them what makes them uncomfortable, and don't allow yourself to either. We must imagine experiencing and sharing an ecstatic energy that can only be quenched by draining one another of physical energy. In other words, we are just plain worn out. We must imagine the kindness and softness we will show to them before, during, and after. Imagine a pure, open-hearted friendship, complete with tender kisses, soft caresses, and gentle embraces. We must imagine it being mutually satisfying for hours even, if that's what we like, yielding sweet memories for days to come. With imagination, we must allow ourselves to wonder before, observe during, and reminisce on their facial expressions and moans of passion and satisfaction. We must give ourselves permission to express every live moment with them while being present when in their company without the cloud of what-ifs covering the beauty of what you share. Imagine them leaving us, but willing to understand that it is a possibility and accepting that possibility. This way, we don't have to wonder about them leaving. We leave that up to circumstances beyond our control. But we can imagine, ruminate, and salivate on the salacious reverberation of synchronicity we created, something we hope they will want to share with us indefinitely. We must learn to use the gift of wonder in our whole lives to dominate as we become more intimate with ourselves, our world, and the lover we most desire. When having a child, when building a business, when starting a new job, beginning a new health journey, or whatever, imagination or visualization of anything we want to call to us is how we set our intentions before the Creator. It is how He examines the heart and calls upon the universe and His spirit helpers to activate what we want because He sees that our heart and intentions are pure or, on the contrary, to prepare our unready hearts to receive a manifested gift without burden, fear, or pain. Think of it this way. What you want represents kindling or wood. Imagination is the spark, and fulfillment or manifestation is the fire. Let it burn. Now let's get to this amazing topic of the day.
And, sorry, I guess I was intrigued by my own voice. I started to repeat that recording. Let's don't do that, sunshine. However, let it burn. Now, I don't have anyone on the line who's willing to press that one button right away, I see. I do hope that eventually at 515-605-9746, you will be brave enough to press that one button so that you can engage with me. I want to know what your thoughts are on what you just heard on the Bite of Intimacy topic. In the meantime, those of you who are in chat, you definitely want to share with me your thoughts on tonight's Bite of Intimacy topic. I guess for the moment, my voice will be the only one that people hear for now here on the Sunshine Experience. But you know what? I am here for you. I will be showing up every Thursday at 8 o'clock Central Time just for you. so that we can enter this vibe matrix of intimacy every week, so that we can just take 1 hour to reconnect self, to just calm our minds, to think deeper on things that bring us closer to ourselves, our world, and the lover we most desire. Now, you will hear that phrase a lot here on the Sunshine Experience. I hope you will not tire of it. I hope it will be something that you look forward to hearing. Why? Because it's something that I want you to really plant as a seed on heart or mind and mine, okay? It's something that I want you to understand. It's very, very important for you to be able to build the world that you desire. You know, becoming intimate with self, becoming intimate with the world, and becoming intimate with our most desired lover is a way to have full embodiment of fulfillment in life. You really have to know you and love you in order to be able to share that experience with others. Now, Eugene, he says that we're shy, which is why no one wants to hit that one button or tell me what you think in the chat. But this is why I am here. Being shy, there's nothing really wrong with it. But I want you to remember that you have a voice, and I am here to listen and engage your thoughts on each bite of intimacy every week. Now, I am on Facebook and I am on Instagram at My Sunshine LaVere. That's at MySunshineLaVaire. On Facebook and Instagram, you can find me there. You can definitely leave your questions or comments about today's bite of intimacy or the one from last week, which was, I'm drawing a blank right now because I'm nervous, but I want you to know that every week we will have a different topic. You know, the universe, God, the creator has been really, well, I'll take that back because I don't equate the universe with God or the creator. The universe does what the creator tells it to do. However, I have been receiving great and wonderful downloads of just beautiful information to share with you here on the Sunshine Experience, ways for you to get more intimate. And Eugene says tonight's bite of intimacy, imagination domination, was very interesting. You know, Eugene, I thought it was interesting. I thought it was interesting for me as well, you know. It was in this last year, 2019, that I struck out on the road. For those of you who do not know me personally and are new to the program, I am an intimacy facilitator by night, and by day I am a semi-tractor-trailer truck-driving superhero. Well, I don't really wear a cape, but in my mind, I'm a superhero because I can do things with a semi-tractor trailer truck that I never knew I could. And it was on this journey in my truck, traveling the roads of America, that I realized the key to opening up our world is true intimacy. And when I discovered this revelation, that is when I began to receive downloads of ways to connect to myself, my world, and the lover I most desire. Now, do I have that person in my life at this time? No, not yet, because it's definitely not time for that person quite yet. But based on what you heard tonight, imagination domination, do you think that that person is on the way? For me, I think that person may just be because I have a very vivid imagination and I am able to visualize things and bring them to life. Hence, you have the Sunshine Experience. Now, as I was saying, it was last year when I struck out in my truck and I was able to go about the country and see things and just get this glorious connection to the divine. It was through this that I discovered last week's topic, Hello Queen, the Rise of the Princess. And I realized that being called a queen or seen as a queen or seeing myself as a queen was not serving me at this time in my life. It is then that I discovered the roles of a queen versus a princess and even a prince versus a king. And I came to understand that in this time in my life, it serves me much better to see myself as a princess and to operate in that role within the kingly realm of the divine. And so now I sit here before you, truly, truly just enjoying expression and freedom of thought. You understand what I mean? Just freedom to connect to whatever is righteous, pure, true. You know, just a way to never let go of who I am. And it is through intimacy that we find that. Intimacy is the way we love ourselves so deeply that we can never be disconnected from the divine. Isn't that a lovely thought? And when you can imagine love making with a special someone, when you can imagine what your life will be like when you finally get that house you've been wanting, or buy that land that you want, or get on that plane to that special place in the world and live out your biggest dreams in a place that's foreign to you, but it's not foreign to your spirit. It's a place where you have not yet built memories, but you can leave your mark. Isn't that a wonderful thought? So, as you're sitting here tonight and you're sipping on whatever keeps you hydrated or makes you happy or mellows you out or whatever that is, I want you to just think on the things that you heard in Imagination Domination. Now, last year, I had a couple of very, very, oh my goodness, just, and I am going to get intimate with you. And I'm so glad that you're here, because this is something, you know, some things I share publicly and it just blows people's minds and they don't know how to respond. But I know if you have been drawn to the sunshine experience, you're in a vibe matrix where you can receive this, okay, without judgment. Of course. But it was last year that I had two of the most amazing sexual encounters of my life. As a matter of fact, I think they may have been the best I've ever had. And I say that because I don't think I ever experienced myself within the realm of lovemaking that I did during these two encounters. They were quite different. The men were different in personalities. They were different in how they looked. They were even from different cultures. One was from here in America, one was not. And the wonderful thing about it was I was able to express myself to each one of them in a different way because they were different. I did not feel the need to try and be something. All I had to do was plug into them and plug into me and receive the gift of who they were at their core and in their essence, and I could return the same. And so when I look back on those experiences, oh, my imagination goes wild, not just remembering or staying in that realm with them. But my imagination goes wild as to what the future holds for me when I actually do get the lover I most desire. Oh, can you imagine it with me? Just based on what you heard during our bite of intimacy, will it not be a glorious experience? And even with this show, even with the sunshine experience, I sit back and I imagine the people who will listen and the scores of people who will share it and the scores of people who will tune in every week and the scores of callers that I'll have to try and field every week to say, hey, yes, I hear you. I feel you. I'm so glad that you tuned in and that you are tuned in to what I am sharing. I'm also open to hearing opposing views to what I share because it's not about what I think. It's about how we can grow together, how we can share what we believe about the things that we hear. Now, just so I don't ramble on and on, I think I'm going to play you guys another little song just to kind of vibe you out a little bit more as I wait for somebody to hit that one button. You guys, you can't be shy. This is a real experience. It's a sunshine experience. It's meant to bring light to others, and you can do that. You have the voice for that. It's not just about me and what I think and feel, but I want to know what you think and feel. And with that, I will play you Still Want You by Everett Almond. And that was I Still Want You by Everett Almond. Wasn't that fun? Now, I'm going to share another little secret with you. Sometimes when I hear music, I imagine little weird things going on. And with that song, I have to sit here in my seat because I am facilitating the sunshine experience. So what did I do while I was listening to I Still Want You? I was in the mirror, dancing in my drawers, enjoying life, just having a great and wonderful personal sunshine experience. So, look, guys, the phone lines are open, 515-605-9746. Press the one button if you're feeling me on Imagination Domination tonight. You can also let me know what you think in chat, okay? So we have about 15 minutes left in the show, and I personally am enjoying being with you. I know I always have a lot to say, but I don't want to dominate the conversation. If you enjoyed I Still Want You by Everett Almond, give me a thumbs up. Let me know if you like that. Now, I have, you know, several songs that I just take time to sit back and listen to. And if it gives me a certain vibe like that one, you know, I like things that make me nod my head just a little bit, not too much, right? Just things that give me that, you know, that little bebop in my mind, to where I can just kind of crawl through my imagination and visualize just happiness and joy. Or I may visualize peace. Or I may visualize that special someone I was telling you about earlier. So on last week's show, when we talked about the rise of the princess, I did have a couple of callers that came on the line and shared their thoughts. Now, I don't know why no one is wanting to share tonight. Could it be the topic, imagination domination? I doubt it. But I do believe that it could have been the content within it. You know, something, thank you, Eugene. You're feeling the topic and you did enjoy that song. Thank you so much. I appreciate the engagement. But one thing that I have noticed when it comes to talking about sex and specifically making love, I think that we have, I still don't understand why there's this like cloud over it, and this it's not as shiny as it's supposed to be, right? I'll tell you a little secret. Today I got an inbox from a guy who, well, he inboxed me yesterday and was interested in me. And, you know, we kind of went back and forth a little bit yesterday. And I guess I said some things that he wasn't really into, so he checked out. I was cool with that. But so this morning he decided to check back in. And I handle every person differently. I don't do the same things with everyone. And so I kind of go off whatever vibe that I'm getting. And I just begin to ask general questions. And within that question, question and answer session, I asked him something that I can't remember the exact question, but it did have, you know, it was a question about sex. Now, it was a general question. It wasn't anything dealing with me and him personally, or me wanting him, or Americans make it taboo. And that is so true. It's weird because we have all this sex all over everywhere. It's all over TV. It's in songs. It's on billboards. It's in magazines. But we still are weird when it comes to it. I just don't understand it. But for me, when we were chatting, his ideas and the thoughts of what he had in mind when it came to sex were very antiquated and almost Neanderthal-like, right? And I'm definitely beyond that point in life. You know, when I shared those two wonderful sexual experiences with you earlier, they were something that lasted for hours. There was a connection the entire time. It wasn't something that was forced. It wasn't something that was rushed. It wasn't them trying to prove themselves or, you know, trying to see how hard they could beat it up or whatever, you know, crap goes down these days. It was just a very mature, intimate, connected, and thoughtful lovemaking session each time. And just based on the vibe that I was getting from him, I did not feel like that was something that we would share together. So I tend to really associate men who are you know, antiquated and archaic thinking in a sexual capacity. I kind of tend to equate these guys, and he's in his 40s, so it's not like he's a youngster who just doesn't know any better. But it's like I decided to ask the question, how much porn do you watch, and how much do you masturbate? Because to me, When you go overboard with these things, it's really hard to connect with someone intimately, right? And so a person who is like me, who is learning or want to become a master or a mistress of Tantra, I can't really find myself any longer vibing with people who have a porn mindset when it comes to lovemaking. I need it to be deeper and greater. I need it to be cosmic and pure. And so with that, I've really learned not to waste my time with people that the conversation doesn't flow, the ideas don't flow, the goals don't flow, the sexual vibe don't flow. Like, I'm not looking for the perfect guy, but there has to be a flow. That's how the universe works. There's a flow. There's always something moving, always something growing, always something giving and receiving. There's always a sharing within the universe. Even when something dies, it feeds something else. When the clouds empty their rain, do you know the cycles that water goes through to get back to the clouds, right? There's this circle and movement. And I don't want to become stagnant in life, in my love life, in my ambition and my goals. And so I have learned that when you connect with people who are not on the same frequency that you are in these areas, it can be very, very detrimental to your emotional, physical, spiritual, financial, mental health. And I'm just at a place where I am past that right now, Eugene says, most men will not answer that question. Well, you know what? He did answer the question. And then, Eugene, he accused me of being selfish and not being able to handle him because he had asked me a couple of questions that I was not willing to answer. Because first of all, I don't know you. Second of all, it's none of your business. And if you choose to answer stuff that ain't my business, that's your business. But I'm not answering stuff that I don't want to answer that ain't your business. So needless to say, the conversation ended there. And what he asked me was, we have about 7 minutes left to the show. No one's hit the one button, so I guess maybe you guys are enjoying yourselves. But so what he asked me was, have I ever been with another woman and have I ever been in a threesome? Now, I personally chose not to answer these questions because what I've done in the past doesn't necessarily have to equate to what I will do in the future. And I don't want you planting seeds in your own mind thinking that you can try to game me into doing these things if I don't want to do them, even if I have done them before, or even if I haven't. I'm not interested in you getting these pictures in your head and hoping to someday fulfill them with me, right? So as I said, I'm seeking to become a mistress of Tantra, not in a way that I share that with everyone, but in the way that I share it with the lover that I most desire. And having someone who is on the same frequency with me is going to be very, very important. And what I know about tantric loving is that it actually spills over into the other parts of your life. And with me being a woman who is very ambitious and goal-oriented and one who is seeking to have a more pure cosmic connection in my entire life, including spiritually, and one who is hoping to gain control of this physical appetite and stop eating pizza on a regular basis, then I definitely, definitely, definitely need someone who is on the same plane. Now, Eugene says, those guys that indulge in a lot of porn are usually not sure how to be intimate with a woman. And Eugene, this is my thought as well. And it's not that I'm judging. I know that porn has been a big deal for a lot of men. A lot of them, it is part of their first sexual contact through porn. And so there's an imprint left on the mind. And so as they get older in life, unless they learn different avenues of intimacy, this is something that kind of sticks with them. So it can be hard for them to let go, and it does become addictive over time. So it's not really a matter of me judging them. It says, based on his question, I'm going to assume he said he watched porn regularly. Well, he did say that he says he doesn't watch that much porn, but he, according to him, I'll just use his words, he beats his meat a lot. This is an adult show. It is rated R. So I'm just telling you what he said. Okay. And so I just was like, oh, okay. So that's when he said that I wasn't able to handle him based on what he told me and the fact that I would not answer his questions. So yeah, that's kind of how that went. But when I use my imagination to help facilitate my goal in becoming a tantric mistress, I cannot see myself with this particular man. And so as a person who is not willing to waste my time or anyone else's, then, you know, I just let him know that when he called me selfish, I said, yes, I am. I'm very, very selfish. And I'm glad that you got to know that now so that I can spare you. Right. Because I think people have gotten they've given being selfish a bad rap. I think there's some element of goodness to selfishness if it's something that's going to protect you and help you become a better person for yourself, to love yourself more. And so that's where I am. That's where I am. I'm all about loving myself to the degree that I don't make painful compromises any more than I have to. You know, sometimes the heart wants what it wants, and you have to fight through certain things. But I'm not about setting myself up for a fight. Okay. So, Eugene, you have been awesome with your engagement this evening. I did get some messages that some people are listening. They just are not able to log in. I will definitely have to contact Blog Talk to find out what's going with that, why they can't log in. But for those of you who have been listening and listening by phone, I am so, so grateful that you decided to tune in. We are at the end of the Sunshine Experience Hour for tonight. And I personally have thoroughly enjoyed myself. I hope that you will share this show with somebody, okay? I'm excited about the things to come. And with that, I will play this little ditty for you and we'll be out.
And that concludes our program, Divine Friends. I'm so happy you tuned in to Vibe with the Sunshine Experience. I hope you've been drawn closer to all that you desire of love, beginning with connecting to the divine within. Remember, intimacy is the anchor of the soul to be your best creative, expressive, and loving self, that you may attract all that is yours to enjoy. You are most deserving. Don't hesitate to visit my website and subscribe to view my weekly blog of intimate thoughts. You will also find a transcript of today's topic there as well. Be sure to tune in every week as we explore beautiful intimacy together. In the meantime, since you've found value in this experience, I pray that you will share it as an intimate gift to a friend or lover. Until then, Divine Ones, I am sunshine, I am love, I am air. I am creative expressionist, Sunshine Levere, your intimacy facilitator, and you have been privy to the Sunshine Experience. Peace and blessings.